Well, this week, it has been my honor and blessing to be at Baptist Church, Great Falls, Montana. And I had a wonderful time at the fellowship meeting and met many pastors. And it was a blessing to see independent Baptist preachers everywhere you go. Yes, in America. I believe I told the pastors that we, independent fundamental Baptist churches, are the last resort that the Lord has at this time, because the fundamentalism started with other denominational churches in the early 1900s, but they're all gone. They're all gone. Even Southern Baptist, we cannot say they are fundamental anymore, and it's only in the fundamental Baptist. I mean, in independent Baptist, but not all independent Baptists that are fundamental, you know, sadly to say. But I'm glad we have a good fellowship here, sticking to the book. And I just was very encouraged. It was a blessing. And I want to say thank you, Pastor, again for the kindness that allowing me to come and share my testimony and my ministry. And the Word of God with the church. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 through 27, which are very familiar verses to us. Let's all stand for the reading of the Bible. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 through 27. Matthew 8, and verse 23 and through 27. The Bible says, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the sea was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for, once again, the grace that you have given us. And we just praise you for who you are and what you are and what you have done in our lives. Lord, because of your grace, we got are saved and we are children of God. And we became disciples of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to help me to be a blessing to your church again. Lord, I just look up to you and use me to your pleasure and for the blessings of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, people say, Christian life is very dull, and there is no fun in Christian life. But they do not know what Christian life is all about.
That's right.
Because the Christian life is full of excitement and the wonderful blessings of God. Amen. You know, the disciples, when Jesus was entered into a ship, the disciples followed, the Bible says. When they went on this voyage, there was a great tempest, waves and winds. And the boat, the ship, was filled with water. I can imagine. The Lord was in the sleeping right now. Now, Lord, even though he's God himself, he confined himself in a human body and in humanity. So he was tired and he was sleeping. You know, when the wind began to blow and the water comes into the ship, the disciples, quietly, they tried to, save themselves. They tried to not to wake Jesus Christ. They just got their pail or whatever they have and to take the water out of the boat. And that is not a new experience for them, because they have lived, Peter, John, Andrew, And James, they lived, they have lived on that sea. So very familiar environment. So when there was water, they just tried to, I imagine that they tried to get the water out of the boat. But their effort was not good enough. Finally, they awoke Jesus Christ, and he said, "Lord, save us." He said, "We perish." And the Lord woke up, and he rebuked the sea and the winds. Amen. And there was a great calm. And the people said, the Bible says in 27, but the man marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this? And that even the wind and sea obey him." That is a Christian life. You know, when we live in this world as Christians, and we follow the Lord Jesus Christ and his will, we see a lot of troubles and tests and tribulations we go through. But when, as we look, go to the Lord, and the Lord performs miracles in our life, that's when we say, "Whoa, what manner of God is this? What manner of a Savior is this? What kind of Lord is our Lord Jesus Christ?" That is the experience of us Christians. And that should be.
Amen.
But not every Christian's experience have that excitement. Because there are two kinds of Christians. Some stay on the shallow shore. They do not want to go into the ship.
Right.
When the Lord goes into the ship, the Bible says when he was entered into a ship, the disciples followed him.
Amen.
But many people want to just stay at the baby Christian. They do not know. They do not want to go any further than their salvation. Mm-hmm. So these people do not have testimonies of victory. So when there is a testimony time, only a few people raise their hands and give testimony. I don't know about this church, but I have a pastor for over 30 years. So many times when I give a time of testimony to our people, not many people raise their hand. Because many just stay on the shore, a shallow shore,
yeah,
and do not want to go into the deep. When the disciples followed him into the ship, they are disciples. They are called the disciples. Disciples, what kind of people are disciples? They go into the ship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And from this story, I want to just bring some truth about, you know, three aspects of this truth about Christian life. First, when they were in a ship and they were on the on the ocean with the Lord Jesus Christ, disciples followed him into a ship, and the ship launched out and went into the deep sea. But even though Christ was in that boat, the tempest came. Many people misunderstand about Christian life. And many preachers say, when you trust the Lord, when you follow him, you not have any problem. But that is not true. The disciples were, they had a trouble, even though the Christ, the Lord Jesus was in their ship together with them.
Yeah.
And God is there.
You know, in Job said that the life is born for trouble. And so even though we are not Christian, you know, everybody in this world would face some troubles and difficulties of life itself. But when we become a Christian, rather than having less trouble, seems like we have more trouble. The natural, the troubles as a human being living in this world, plus Christian troubles. When I accepted Christ and began to grow in the Lord. Now, I grew up in a Buddhist family, and I was the first Christian in my family. So there was a misunderstanding. My mother persecuted me, and my brother misunderstood me. My friends, they dejected me. You know, when we go through the when we become disciples of Jesus Christ, we will experience excitement. We will experience wonderful hand of God. We will watch the working of God. But you know, those wonderful experience will come with the temptations and tempest and the trials and tribulations together. But it took 11 years for my mother to be saved. I first got saved. The Lord called me to preach. And I had this expectation of family upon me. And I had to seek counsel with the pastors. Pastors told me about the promise of God. When you leave your parents, your brothers and sisters, the Lord promised that you will bring them back. We will have them back with God's blessings. And that was my holding. I just rested on the promises. And my mother one time she tore my clothes and she tore my Bible, and she said, "You cannot have two religion in one family." I said, "Mom, I'm a good son to you. I try to be a good son to you, and I obey you all the time. But about the Lord Jesus Christ, I cannot listen to you. I cannot obey to you because." Mom, what will you do if somebody save you in the water and the person asks you to do something for you? I said, I cannot desert my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And finally, the Lord began to work in my family. My sister got saved and my younger brother got saved. And my older brother got saved.
Amen.
And my father, before he got, I talked to him. I talked to him, but he said he cannot change his religion while his mother was living. My grandmother was a Buddhist also, and he said, "Son, I cannot change my religion while your grandma is living." But 2 days after, I got a telegram that he passed away by stroke. And the last person in my family, my mother, got saved. I just praise the Lord for His promise. And many a time, as we follow Jesus Christ, we will face trials.
Amen.
But you know, many people start living disciples' life. But when the tempest comes, people want to get off the boat. But you are in the deep sea. Where will you get off? You know what? The Bible says that Apostle Paul had some disciples that left him and went to the world, Demas and Alexander. I see people who once followed Christ. And then they, because of their trouble, their difficulties, rather than going to Jesus Christ with their problem, they just get off the boat, and they are more miserable. We cannot get off the boat. We have to stay in the boat.
Amen.
Second thing is, the disciples, even though Jesus was in that boat together with them, they were afraid. People say, if you have a great faith, you should accept all the trials, all the problems, all the difficulties of life, and you should face them boldly and without shaking, without fear. By faith, you will have to take them. No. When they awoke Jesus Christ, I love this. He said, Lord, save us, we perish. And the Bible, verse 26 says, and he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The Lord did not rebuke the disciples. He said, why are you so fearful? You have little faith. That was not rebuke. They're just telling them what they are. And rebuke the sea and the winds. There was great calm. Oh, we can be fearful. We can worry. We can cry. You know, in the trial, in the tempest, the problems, the difficulties of our time as disciples of Christ, when we have a difficult time, we can be emotional. We can talk to God. We can cry to Him. We can bring our emotion to God and ask Him to help us. Amen. It's just a matter of bringing it to Him. We can, you know, when I started my first church in Mokpo, Korea, you know, I got there in January of 1980, and then we prepared to start the church. You know, we worked hard. We printed posters and put posters all over the town. And we were the first Baptist when we got there. I didn't know, but we were the first Baptist in the history of the city. And when we got there, they said, what is a Baptist? They said, is it like Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormon? And they really called us cult because we were not like them. We preached the gospel. Amen. And we worked hard to start this church. And finally, the opening, we planned opening the revival. And we were using our church, our home, as a church. So we rented a school ground. And we put a big tent set up, and a pastor from America, Dr. Lyle Eckerberry from Phoenix, Arizona, came to be our main speaker that time. And Pastor Larry Chappell, the missionary, he brought him together. And we had friends from Busan, my hometown. They had a Bible college there. So the students all came to help us. We had a wonderful, wonderful week. No, we all went and spread handbills, and people invited people into the meeting, and went once souls to the Lord. We had a great time. But on Saturday, my friends said, well, we have church, we have to go. And one by one, they left. And then Saturday night, it rained. And when Sunday morning, when I went out there, the tent was flooded. I don't know how we had a service that day. After the service, Pastor Ackleberry, Dr. Chappell, all of them, the speaker and the missionary and everybody left. And in that big school ground, with the tent still setting up, it was me and my wife and my two-year-old daughter. And I said, whoa. I said, where is everybody? I wish I could go too. And the Lord said, no. No. I called you here.
Amen.
Yes. When you're in the ministry, when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, not everything is hunky-dory. they just don't know me. You know, we'll have troubles, difficulties,
yeah,
and we'll struggle.
Yeah.
We'll struggle. It is okay. We can struggle, but we can take it to the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord, while sometimes, you know, he seems like he doesn't care. Sleeping. We are trying, working hard, but seems like he's not helping us. But it's just a matter of taking it to him. Talking to him, waking him up. Lord, save us, we perish. And the Lord woke up and rebuked the wind and the sea. And great calm came upon them. One more thing is that they followed Christ into the ship, the disciples. And even though Christ was in the ship, they had to face this tempest. And even though Christ was in there, the disciples were fearful. They had this trouble and struggle. And another thing is, the Lord blessed the disciple of little faith. Featured a little faith.
Yeah.
Another misunderstanding is, in order for you to experience the working hand of God, you have to have great faith. No. If we have just a little faith, the Lord is going to bless us.
Amen.
He just sees a little faith and he answers our prayers.
Amen.
He said, a faith like a mustard seed. If we have a faith, just like as small as the mustard seed, then we will move the mountain.
Amen.
It is not great faith that requires the working great work of God, you know, happen. Psalm chapter 107, verse 23 through 31. Psalm 107 and verse 23 through 31. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonder in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, then men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Amen.
This evening, are you a Christian? Are you saved? If not, comparing the exciting Christian life, the pleasure of the world is nothing. They are nothing. Why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and be born again? Become a Christian. This evening, are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you in the boat, in the ship with Jesus Christ? Or are you just playing at the shallow shore? Do you have a testimony of the work of God in your life? How the Lord had answered your prayers? How the Lord had helped you from the difficulties of life, the trouble, the temptation, the tribulation of Christian life? I have started 3 churches, and every church that I started, I had nothing. I had nothing. I had nobody waiting for me. But I can tell that every time it was the Lord.
Amen.
That He helped me, supplied my need, sent me people to work together, and sent me people to lead to the Lord. When you go into a boat with Jesus Christ, and then look up to Him, ask Him, bring your difficulties to the Lord, that's when you will experience the great excitement. I'm going back to Korea as a missionary. I'm just delighted. I'm happy and excited. Some people, pastor friends in Korea, waiting for me. Some people, some pastors, don't like me to come. I'm going there to help them, but anyway, when I go there, I'm going with the Lord.
Yes.
But I will face tempest, trials, problems. My ship may fill with the water. I may be afraid and worried and struggle. But I know He's there.
Yes.
I can take everything to Him.
Yes.
And He will help. It is exciting. This evening, let's follow Him.
Amen.
Let's go into the ship with Him.
Yes.
And let Him lead your life. Then you will experience the excitement. Wonderful. Thrill of being a Christian, of being a disciple. God bless you.
Amen.